That's very common. It's particularly common when there are children involved, because couples feel like, well, we got married and we decided to raise a family, and it was our obligation to stay together and provide this home for the family. And now, the kids are fine, but we adults are messing it up here. And so there is a lot of guilt and a sense of failure around that. But I think that happens in the context of our belief system that this is how it should be. Now, having said that, just like anyone else, my dream or my ideal is to have love last an entire lifetime. And perhaps it's a romantic notion, but when I talk about how it is and what seems to really be happening, I'm not necessarily saying I advocate that, only that we need to recognize it. And if a person felt that they started a career, and if they felt like they had to stay in that career their whole lives, and then if they got tired of the career, they got were unhappy in it and needed to do something else, and then if they felt like they had failed because they had gotten their degree, say in engineering, and they stopped being an engineer. Well, when we look at that example, we say, well, no, I mean, in the course of a lifetime, you could change what you're interested in, and you need to follow your heart. And so a person wouldn't necessarily be devastated or feel like a sense of failure if they decided that they could not continue on in their career. Now, if and when we get to the point that we accept that relationships have a lifespan,